AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Pope Francis heads to Philadelphia this morning after a long day in New York. After speaking to the UN in a spin through Central Park, Francis presided over Mass at Madison Square Garden.
Pope Francis again called for the world to recognize those among us he considers some of the most fragile, migrants and immigrants. He told the 18,000 gathered for the Mass that one special quality of God's people is to see and contemplate even in moments of darkness, and God is always there.
He frees us from anonymity, from a life of emptiness and selfishness.
Before Mass, the Pope rode around the garden in a golf cart greeting some of the people there. Julie Walker, New York.
This morning, another Mass, this one at the Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul in Philadelphia. This afternoon, the Pope will deliver a speech in Spanish at Independence Hall. He then attends the Festival of Families. Tomorrow, his final day of his trip, the Pope will visit prisoners and celebrate Mass for what could be a million people. House Speaker John Boehner stunned many when he announced he is stepping down as Speaker, leaving Congress at the end of next month. Molly Reynolds with the Brookings Institution says Boehner has had a tough time keeping party members in line.
There's a real diversity of views within the Republican Party, and that it had become difficult for Boehner to accommodate all of those in his job as Speaker.
Conservatives rejoicing at the resignation. Republican presidential candidate Florida Senator Marco Rubio saying the time has come to turn the page. The National Transportation Safety Board's investigation into the deadly crash in Seattle of a duck boat and charter bus is the first time it has looked into a land crash of the amphibious vehicles critics say are too dangerous for city streets. Four international college students who were on the bus were killed. This is AP Radio News. The man thought responsible for at least some of the Phoenix freeway shootings has been indicted in four of the incidents. Grand jury indicting 21-year-old Leslie Allen Merritt Jr. on 15 felony counts. State police say there might be copycats. The investigation remains open. Name of the newest panda cub has been revealed. Ed Donahue tells us more.
First Lady Michelle Obama and China's First Lady Peng Li Wan toured the panda house.
Mei Xiang's panda cub is absolutely adorable, and Michelle and I have already chosen a nice name for it.
She spoke there through an interpreter. The two untied a pair of yellow scrolls.
The name the First Lady chose is Bebe.
Bebe means national treasure. He now weighs about 3 pounds and is developing the familiar black and white coat of panda fur. Peng says more bonds, like pandas, are needed to bring the people of the U.S. and China even closer. Ed Donahue, Washington.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.